This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Got some sad news here.
What's that?
DU lost yesterday.
Oh, they did?
Frozen Four.
Oh, no.
We're out.
Oh.
Done. Finished. Oh. Overtime, though.
Oh, okay.
It was
double
a good
overtime.
Game.
Double overtime. Overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the winning goal by the other team.
Michael for the win! He scores!
He scored for the wrong team.
Well,
so we lost.
Oh, that's...
We lost.
I got some good news.
What's that?
I got some good news. Facial Aesthetics, you know who I go to?
Yeah.
They just called me to tell you that they have hormone replacement therapy for men.
Oh.
You mean like the E-test?
Yeah, they can figure you. They can like make all that happen for
balance
you.
Balance out.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Change up everything,
yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How long does that take?
Like, so shout out to FacialAestheticsInc.com. What?
A couple of hours, I
think. I don't know. I don't know.
Hormone treatment's like an ongoing process. It doesn't stop.
Yeah. She just said, just come on in. They'll fix you right up.
I pictured it like an oil change or something.
No.
You know?
No.
Go in, just swap it out.
Yeah. You got to do a lot of testing.
Hey, have you guys done the cookie challenge with your kids? Well, I think your kid is too old.
Yeah, probably.
But here's what you do. It's going viral. So you put three plates in front of you, mom, and child, right? Okay. And then you put like one cookie in front of your wife, you put two cookies in front of your daughter, and no cookie in front of you, but you put paper towels over it. And so you all sit there and you go, okay, we all got a surprise. So you all open up your paper towel, and then all of a sudden you don't have a cookie, right? But she has two and mom has one.
Okay.
And then you go, oh, that's so sad. I don't have a cookie. And then most of the kids are like, one of the kids goes, do you want a banana? They're like,
because you're not having one of my cookies.
They're like, no. And then you just kind of like try to say, wow, you have two. None of these kids give their parent a cookie. None of them. Because they have two.
Yeah.
But they refuse. They're so excited to have two cookies, they don't share at
I'm
all.
I'm telling you right now, little Debbie would look at my plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dad, you're not getting a cookie.
You're yeah.
My cookies. And then she'd go to my wife, Brie, and she'd be like, yeah, this is mine too.
I would say 80% of kids would not give up their cookies.
Yeah. They don't. Yeah. It's so funny, but it's going viral. It's pretty cute.
Yeah.
But you know what the thing is about only children? Because you're one, I have one, and you have one as well. They don't know how to share. Because you're an only child.
Yeah.
My son, to this day, says, I don't share. I'm an only child.
Sharing's a problem.
Frog's bad at it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he's basically an only child,
He's really bad at it.
Yeah, it's just a thing.
I guess it is. I mean, it makes sense, though.
It does.
I mean, you're growing up alone.
Yeah, and look at Carson. He never shares anything.
Yeah, he never shares.
Nope. Yep. And so it stays with him until adulthood. By golly.
More for me.
Yep.
Well, the only thing he ever shares is that truckload of meat. He'll sell you some of that in a heartbeat. All right, Bears, they're back.
Yeah.
Okay, we did this story earlier up in Evergreen, man. There was a bear that got inside of a car because they left some food in there. They're waking up, Jamie.
Well, I know. They're in my neighborhood. All They've right. already posted about it.
Wow.
Boo Boo is up and running. We have one bear. We call him Boo Boo, and they've already posted about it. He's in the backyard.
What happened to the other bear, Peaches?
Peaches? I don't know.
Never just didn't come back, huh?
I don't know what happened. Yeah.
They probably found it like a turkey in a trash can in another neighborhood.
What?
Well, he might have found, you know, just, some food
listen,
in another
we don't know what happened, just,
neighborhood.
It doesn't need like a story.
Evergreen. Bear attack. Well, attack the car.
Attack. Yeah. Oh.
Can we play it?
Bears are waking up and they are hungry.
And this is your reminder to make sure that your car is locked because bears, well, they have no problem operating door handles and then some. One driver in Evergreen found that out the hard way last night. Colorado Parks and Wildlife tell us that the bear smelled food inside this car. The bear then tore up the side panels, airbags, and dashboard in an effort to get back out of that car. A wildlife officer responded and was able to let that bear out.
The way I get in my car every day, I would freak out. If I opened up my car door, there's a bear inside.
I just think it's crazy they can open a car door. Yeah. I always have thought that is just so bizarre that they know how to lift up the handle.
My dog can open the bathroom door. He takes his mouth and puts it on the handle, turns it.
You got a knob?
Huh?
You have a knob door?
Did I throw you off on that?
Well, yeah, because you said he puts his mouth on the door, and then he turns it. And I was thinking, like, it's like a flat handle. And then
knob
really threw me off, dude.
Knob.
Bears never give up.
Dude, God, I caught you off guard.
Well, at first I was thinking of your dog.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Bears never give up.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Bears never give up. Give them a hug.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, it's her fault.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
I agree with that.
I've got man boobs. Jamie's pointed that out this morning. Too much of that, what's it called again?
Estrogen.
That estrogen. Yeah. Instead of testosterone.
Right.
And I told Jamie, I said, hey, it's my wife's fault. She makes me do too much laundry and too much of the housework.
Right.
And that gives you man boobs.
That's why mine are so petite is because I don't do anything.
You don't do anything. Yeah. Men that have men boobs, that's because that's you're it. Doing too much housework. You're doing a lady's job.
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
What causes it?
You know, I feel sorry for her. Your wife.
Why?
Because all you've been talking about is this Masters. So excited.
Shh.
So Casey, working on the wedges, working on that short game.
I've got it on the computer here.
Here at Augusta National.
I've tried to talk to you like eight times about different things.
Yeah.
And you have the TV on, watching the Masters on your computer.
Huh?
Yep.
You're slowing the club speed a bit.
Definitely different ways to do it.
And you just have checked out on life.
Yeah, I'm that way at home, too, when it comes
That's
to the Masters.
Mean. Yeah.
Did you see yesterday? There's a guy they want to throw out of the tournament. He's
a golfer,
from,
right?
Yeah, golfer. He's from Spain, I think. He peed in the creek.
Well, if you got what did they want him to do?
I don't know.
I mean, he had to go.
Well, I'm just saying, here it is.
I completely forgot that we had those restrooms on the left of the tee box. 13th tee.
And then I'm like,
he's telling them that he saw bathrooms at the 13th tee.
Yeah.
But he forgot. He forgot. He had to pee, but he just forgot to go at that moment.
Right.
So when he got on down to the next hole, he had to go.
Yeah.
He had to go. You couldn't go back to 13. You're on 14 now.
And they won't let you get in a cart and go back.
No.
Right? Yeah.
No. So he whizzed in the creek. Where else?
I completely forgot that we had those restrooms on the left of the tee box.
Oh, okay. 13th tee.
Yes, yeah. Correct. And then I'm like, I really need to pee. Didn't really know where to go. And since JT had an issue around the green, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sneak here in the river. Probably the people would not see me that much. And then they clapped for me. Probably one of the clubs that I really got today, like real loud. So that was kind of funny. I mean, it was not embarrassing at all for me. So
hey.
If I had to do it again, I would do it again.
Put that putter away. Hey.
You need to go home and take a nap. Yeah, I don't think they're going to kick him out. If you have to pee, you have to pee, yeah. Right?
I got to go. I got a story for you, though.
Oh, all right. No.
So on the course that I play, when you get to number 16, there's houses around that area. A lot of golf courses have this, right? There's guys that used to go to the restroom right there on a couple of trees that are there because you're kind of blocked out in a way. Well, there's a lady that lives in one of those condos that got fed up with it. And two guys that I was there that day. When we got to the clubhouse, these guys, they were in front of me. But when we got to the clubhouse, the police were there.
Oh!
They had gotten caught, and they were hit with indecent exposure.
No!
Oh. No. No. And this was only like 7, 8, 9 years ago. And this lady called them in. She had seen them, called the police.
Oh, come on.
Police show up at the clubhouse, and literally they are under arrest for indecent exposure on the golf course.
I can understand if it was a dookie, because that would be really annoying. But, I mean, they just peed. Right?
You don't dookie in the cup. what are you talking about? No, nobody dookies. No, I'm just saying that they whizzed on the course and they got hit.
What I'm saying is I can understand calling the police if there was a dookie situation.
Yeah.
Because that would be nasty, yeah. Right? But they just peed. Who cares?
Well, I think the other guys in the foursome would beat you up if you dookie situation.
What are you supposed to do?
You go to the clubhouse. You get the hell out of there.
Sometimes you can't make it.
Exactly. What if you...
Peeing's a little different, okay? So you got to go, and you don't want to go to the clubhouse. But from what I understand, they also got hit with, what is it? You're a sex offender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of indecent exposure.
Are they still doing that? I thought,
Yeah, they still do it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You get labeled that all the time.
You know, because like at Chatfield, you just stand on the deck, the swim deck, and you just whiz.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those people could, like little kids and stuff.
Yeah, you can get in trouble for it. I don't know about kids. Parents might get in trouble for it. But if you're a grown adult, you can't be out on the golf course just whizzing.
I'll tell you what, though, being a girl sucks when you're at the golf course. I was at Mountain Gate, and I had to pee real, real bad. And you have to go deep into the woods.
Deep. Deep.
You guys just get to whip that little sucker out. I said little.
But a lot of those courses that are in town, you don't have that opportunity. There are no deep in the woods.
Yeah.
Because there's no woods.
Right.
You got a little tree here and there, and that's how you get caught in that situation, I guess.
But this guy was laughing, and it didn't sound like it was that serious.
Well, I didn't see any video.
Yeah,
Standing there, you know, with his back to you and the creek in front of him and, you know, that thing. So I don't think anybody really saw him do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple of people, but that was it.
Well, it's the Masters this weekend. BJ's very excited. It's where they win a coat or something.
Well, it's a big... It's a big deal because my first golf tournament of the season is this weekend, too.
Yeah.
So I'm playing, and we have our big Raccoon Champions dinner tonight. Over at the club.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to put on my plaid jacket, my coon hat.
Yeah.
Go over there and have some wings and celery. And I'm looking forward to it.
I heard.
So, all
day.
It's a big...
Very excited. You're very excited.
You can't be happy for me ever.
Well, it's just that you put a lot of emphasis on the things you're doing, and you don't ask others about what they're doing. I asked Carson what he's doing, and he's doing really fun stuff, and you didn't even care.
Well, we'd go to what you're doing, but we got to take a break. But maybe Monday, Tuesday, we'll get to it. All right. Don't forget, Masters is on all weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, what are you doing this weekend, Carson?
He's selling meat. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Out there slinging meat out of Southwest Plaza, aren't you?
Yeah, he's going to be slinging meat.
Yeah. Now, you get those steaks, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Do they give you, and then you buy some, too? You do it both ways, right?
I can't remember.
The right answer is yes.
But here's what we're talking about. Carson's going to be at Southwest Plaza in Littleton today from 4 to 6, slinging his meat.
Yeah.
So they got everything. They got burgers, they got steaks, they got chicken, seafood, pork, everything you want.
I'm going to come by.
Load up. You should.
I'll help you sling.
Yeah. Okay.
I was just reading this, and I thought about Schmidl, and this is kind of a sad story, but yeah, a good story at the same time.
No kidding.
Did you know that most people would, if somebody, like if I invited myself along, if you had a golf tournament, right? If I invited myself, you wouldn't mind at all.
Say that again.
Okay. So let's say you're doing something fun, right?
Okay.
And I said, well, I want to go. You wouldn't mind. But most people, most people don't invite themselves because they're too intimidated.
But, yes, I got you.
Right? Okay. And so here it says, have you ever heard your friends talking about weekend plans and wondered if you should ask to tag along? Well, most Americans chicken out. And you're not alone because most people, 92% of people, say they would never ask to tag along. Whereas the people that have the plans say they wouldn't mind at all.
I agree.
And so it says, researchers say we often think not being invited means we were intentionally left out, which makes us feel like it's a rejection. But in most cases, people just don't think to invite anyone else, not out of malice, just logistics or timing or whatever.
But here's another way to look at it, though. I think that if you become that person that always invites yourself, you become a real pain in the butt, okay?
Yeah.
People look at you a lot differently because I know a couple of people that if I mention I'm doing something, they'll always say they want to go.
Like Powerball Pete?
They'll jump in. Well, just people. Let's just leave it at that, okay?
Like when you say you're going to lunch and he wants
to go. Look, I'm not winking at you that it's Powerball Pete, okay? I'm not. I'm just saying that you don't want to become that person either. So it's a fine line,
line. But I do think that Schmidl should ask to join situations. Like, you know, if he said, because we're all going up this weekend to the Blackhawk. What is that? The Blackhawk.
Yeah.
To Blackhawk. And, like, I wouldn't mind if he goes, hey, can I go up there with you? Yeah. We'd be like, yeah, sure.
Right. And
but
you
would never do that.
There are days that I come in here and say I'm going to lunch. I'm going down to Hooters. Okay?
Right.
I'm
going
to go down to Hooters. It doesn't bother me that if Carson spoke up.
No, I have to tell you to ask them.
No, but I'm just saying, forget that part. I'm saying that I shouldn't have to ask because they know that they're invited anytime they want to go.
Right, but my point is you don't think about doing it. Not out of malice. You just forget to, you know.
Well, they always turn you down.
Yeah.
So at some point, you just stop asking, right?
Yeah,
because, I mean, Spadil's been a couple of times. I think Carson's been once.
Yeah.
You've been twice. Yeah. Okay. But I go a lot. Okay. But most of the time, they say no. But they know they have an open invitation, you know.
Schmidl, I'm just saying you need to start, because especially now that you're, you know, single and stuff, just start inviting yourself to things. Like, tell BJ you want to go golfing with him this weekend.
Oh, can I go golfing with you this weekend?
Not a chance in hell.
tonight is the champion's dinner.
Oh, take him as your date.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, one?
I could take you to the dinner.
Oh, see?
You'd fit in that, you know, that environment.
But they got wings.
You know, you're not going on a golf course.
Why not?
Because you'd suck at it.
I'd grip it and rip
you're
it,
you're not even a part of the men's club. No, I'll take you to the dinner. You get a free wing, okay? No problem. But you're not going on a golf cart with me.
Right?
No. But I have no problem telling you no either.
I hit a mean 9-iron, dude. I'm real good at that one.
Sure. Yeah.
That's that one.
I'm just saying because, you know, I don't want him to get in a place where he's sad or anything like that with this breakup and stuff. So I want him to get out there.
Are you going to get out there this weekend? I mean, this is kind of your first weekend after the breakup.
Well, I've been, like, hurt the last 2 weeks. Like, my knee's been messed up and my hip's been messed up.
Oh, I thought it was your heart.
I thought it was your heart, too.
No. I haven't been able to play paintball, so I'm going to go play paintball this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you get over it, huh?
Uh-huh. See, okay, but that's...
Do you put a picture of her up there?
I'm going to put it on the opposing team.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I would do if I were you.
Yeah.
No, see, this is not what I need him to do. What I need him to do, because he's surrounded by the same people. That's not getting out there.
He's in a rut?
He is in a rut. Mm. A horrible
You're in
rut.
A rut.
You are in a rut.
Yeah, but they all make me try to quit playing paintball whenever I get with a new one. So it just doesn't...
No.
I don't want to quit playing paintball, so then, you know, it leads to a problem with girls.
Now, wait a minute. This last girlfriend, did she try to get you to quit paintball?
It was coming.
I know for a fact she hated it.
Oh. She did?
Yeah. She just thought it was going nowhere. Yeah.
Oh, not me. I think he's got the, you know, the world is your oyster.
Well,
out
I don't
there.
Think it's going anywhere, but people. I think he enjoys it. So if it's his hobby,
if it
then,
brings him happiness,
yeah. yeah. But yeah. what I'm saying, but you know, but you're gonna stay in that little group of people, and you're never gonna get out there and meet other people. You know?
Yeah.
It's just all men all
That's
the time.
That's scary, though.
It is so scary.
Try something completely different, though.
Yeah.
You know, go to tracks this weekend or something. You know?
That's not new.
All the tracks. Oh, my. Speaking of which,
yep.
I got a story here.
Okay.
I'm going to read you the headline.
Okay.
And then you can just take it from there because according to the story, it's real. Okay?
All right.
Pentagon, secret plans for a gay bomb.
A gay bomb?
That would make the enemy irresistibly attractive to each other.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about now? Where are you getting
the
this?
The United news? States yeah. Air Force once made plans for a gay bomb.
Uh-huh.
I've actually heard this rumor before.
I never have.
Yeah, that they would drop a bomb, and it's non-lethal. Nobody gets killed. It's just all of a sudden, the other soldier looks really hot.
Well, why can't we get that serum for Schmidl?
Yeah, try yeah. something different yeah. this weekend,
yeah, just
Spadil.
Walk into Get a room there. With it, set yeah. it off. Yeah. yeah.
Right? Just walk into a room with yeah. it, set
yeah,
it off.
It's a piece of the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Take yourself a little, you know, a little yeah. hand grenade yeah. game on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. A little hand grenade. Right. Toss it into tracks and you go in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, just put a little bit behind your ear. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We need to go
yeah,
home.
We do.
Okay, this is getting out of hand
oh
today.
God.
It's getting out of hand. We gotta stop. Stop.
God.
BJ and Jamie.
La 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 lava. Chicken. Steve's lava chicken. Yeah, Steve's hell. Ooh, mama, see.
So what you mentioned earlier this morning, that's a warning for people that's going to the theater?
Yeah, they said that if you start doing your, what is it called, chicken jockey?
Yeah.
Chicken jockey! If you yell chicken jockey and throw your popcorn and get on somebody's shoulders, that they'll kick you out.
You're going to be booted.
Yeah, of Minecraft, the movie.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, they're going to crack down this weekend.
They're taking all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
The chicken jockey. You know, if the fans get into it, I wonder if other people have complained, though. That's probably
I
the
told
problem.
You on Next Door there was a woman that I hadn't heard of this chicken jockey thing yet. And on Next Door, a woman's like, I don't know what's happening at the movie theaters, but people are out of control.
Yeah, it's people, too, that complain and go to management and say, hey, I want my money back. Couldn't enjoy the movie. You got chicken jockeys all over the place. And,
don't
and I
you
just
think,
can't.
I mean, like, listen, when you sit there and just watch a movie, it's kind of boring, right? This at least makes it fun.
Yeah, it's kind of turned into that Rocky Horror Show or whatever it's called, you know, that where people dress up and go at midnight.
Yeah.
It's kind of turned into that. This movie is huge. Minecraft. If you've not seen it yet and you're a Minecraft fan, you're missing out on it, I guess.
Yeah, it's huge.
I mean, it's going to make a boatload of money again this weekend. What, 157 last weekend? It'll do 80 this weekend.
My kid played Minecraft during the pandemic with his friends. Remember, that's their only communication. I have an only child, so I was happy about it because they talk and everything. They made whole cities. It was insane. Like, he even made a Walgreens. I didn't even get it. I'm like, why are you making a Walgreens? It's like it's part of the city.
I don't get the game.
Yeah.
The Frog 7.
Yeah.
And man, is he good at it.
Well, and Schmidl is 80, and he's great at it.
Yeah, you're good at it.
How old are you now?
35. Oh. Yeah.
You still play Minecraft?
Tick, 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 yeah, tick, every tick, now and then. Tick, yeah. Tick, tick, it kind of comes in tick, waves. Tick, tick,
uh-huh. tick, paintball tick, and Minecraft. Tick,
tick. Dude, it's
How
a good
can
time.
You not be a catch? I don't get it. La 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 la.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.